Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. We are off and running on Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Thanks to John on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing. We're in our 14th year now with our radio project on 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Tucson's only source for local live news and talk. We're in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio, part of the Bustos Media Campus, where we have five radio stations under one roof. We have our worldwide live listening. You can listen to my program anywhere in the world by visiting my website, buckmastershow.com, which is also the place for our very complete archive. 13 full years of programs are archived for you at buckmastershow.com. For our telephone interviews, our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. We're going to utilize the live line right off the bat. April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Joining us on the live line, Caitlin Monhay is the director of the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing so well. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Tell us a little bit about the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault. How did that get started?
Absolutely. So the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault, or SACASA, is an agency that's been around since 1973, started as sort of a grassroots movement, and has just evolved so much over time as we recognize the needs of our community. But today we're a division of CODAC, which is a large integrated health agency here in Tucson. And the combination of CODAC and SACASA programming makes us the largest provider of sexual assault services in the state. So we're able to help victims of sexual violence through a full continuum of services.
Tell us a little bit about some of those services, Caitlin.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. We have a 24-hour crisis line that's offered in English and Spanish, and with translation services available for other languages, of course. We have a 24/7 hospital response program in which we dispatch crisis advocates and medical forensic examiners into local hospitals so we can provide immediate support to recent victims of assault. We offer therapy to individuals, couples, and families in group and one-on-one settings to help them through some really difficult times. And we support survivors during legal proceedings, including attending court with them. Really, we just aim to support survivors throughout the different stages of their recovery, and we have some really compassionate group of folks helping to provide all of these services at no cost to survivors.
So if a victim wants to report the assault, you can help with that and all the that goes along with that and all the emotional part of that.
Absolutely. We can help them understand what their reporting rights are, their rights as a victim of a crime, what their medical options are, and absolutely emotional support throughout.
Caitlin, I've been looking at some of these statistics surrounding sexual violence. Not a pretty picture, is it?
Mm-mm, not at all. We have some staggering statistics. I mean, every 68 seconds in America, there's somebody who is sexually assaulted. So even just, you know, the course of our, you know, fewer than 10 minutes, you know, today, that could be almost nine people. And, you know, every year we have around 60,000 children.